From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea Wednesday fired two ballistic missiles from its east coast, the first said to be the North's fifth failure in successfully launching the medium-range Musudan missile, but the second is believed to have traveled some 400 kilometers before falling into the sea. What one analyst told VOA is a partial success. Analyst and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls the twin launchers a direct challenge to U.S. strategic interests in the region.
They also want to send a signal not only to the U.S. but also to China that they are willing and able to exercise whatever weapons they want to exercise, and they also are fully capable of launching those weapons. And it looks as if they are very much into the idea of creating a nuclear umbrella over North Korea, and they're well on their way to doing so.
The missile has a reported range of up to 4,000 kilometers, which, if fired successfully, could reach targets in Japan, China, and Guam. The International Criminal Court Tuesday handed down its harshest sentence yet against former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic.
The chamber sentences Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo to a total of 18 years of imprisonment and informs the parties and participants that reparations to victims pursuant to Article 75 of the statute, shall be addressed in due course.
ICC Judge Sylvia Steiner of Brazil said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which in 2002 and 2003 carried out rapes, murders, and pillaging of what she called particular cruelty. This is VOA News. Iraq's military pressed its five-week offensive into the western city Fallujah against its Islamic State defenders. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday provided an operational update.
About a third of the city has been cleared of ISIL forces, and Iraqi forces continue to advance at a rate of about 5 to 10% of the city per day, being careful to safeguard the lives of civilians and limit property damage to the extent possible.
Another U.S. defense official described the rest of the city as contested. The Iraqi military said IS fighters have been pushed back to northern and western neighborhoods. Iraqi forces pushed into the city center Friday, prompting Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to declare it liberated. Rival sides in the British referendum on whether to leave or stay in the European Union in a vote Thursday clashed in debate late Tuesday in London. Sadiq Khan is the current mayor of London.
The idea smaller countries can negotiate better deals than the European Union is rubbish.
Khan said Britain stands to get better deals with China and the U.S. by staying in the European Union. Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, is a leading Leave campaign advocate.
I think we've heard an amazing amount of running down of our city and our country. The astonishing thing, I think, is that they underestimate, the Remain side continually underestimate, our ability to do better deals if we're left to do it on our own.
Prime Minister David Cameron told the Financial Times the outcome of Thursday's referendum will be very close. The prospect of Britain leaving the 60-year European project raised concern about the future of the EU itself. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said it would endanger everything Europeans have worked together to achieve. Jordan Tuesday said that six border guards were killed, 14 wounded, by a suicide bomber who drove a car at a high rate of speed across the Syrian border and slammed into a military post. The army has declared the border area a military zone and has sealed it against further such attacks. The blast occurred in the Rukban area, where tens of thousands who fled violence in Syria have sought refuge as they try to get into Jordan. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Nigeria's government says it's reached a ceasefire with militants that have taken responsibility for recent attacks on the country's vital petroleum infrastructure. But in a Twitter feed, the Niger Delta Avengers group denied the existence of any truce, saying, quote, they, quote, never remembered having any agreement on ceasefire with the government. The group has taken credit for a series of bombings of pipelines and oil facilities that have cut Nigeria's daily oil production of around 2 million barrels by as much as half. U.S. diplomat Tom Shannon is in Caracas meeting opposition members and government officials, including President Nicolas Maduro, in a bid to improve strained relations with Venezuela's socialist government. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.